Welcome everyone. Continuous fast. Tomim from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Gimel, Shir number 25 of Feilach and Chanukah. Last we spoke, we had mentioned how Shlomo Melech was responsible for the Givonim to suffer and not have Maim and Mazon, not have food and water. And what happened was, 30 years later, in Shemayim, there's still a Taino, there's still a complaint that Shlomo Melech was responsible for the pain that he caused to the Givonim. And 30 years later, his descendants were punished. Now, the Mefarshim explained that those who were punished, they need to be punished anyway. So it's not a question why did Shaul do something wrong and his descendants were punished for something else. No, they had to be punished because they also deserved to be punished for their own averus. But it turned out to be now at this point in time because, as the Chavetz Chaim says now, because of the grama. What was the grama? Grama means a cause. He wasn't the direct cause of their suffering. But since he killed out the city of the Kahanim, and the Kahanim were the ones who gave maim mazon, gave water and food to the Givonim, Shaul is held responsible as if he took away the life support, the sustenance from the Givonim. Now, just to backtrack for a second, who were these Givonim? The Givonim were people who came to Yehoshua, and they were really from the Chivim, Chivi, of the seven nations, and they were not supposed to come and be Gerim and convert and to be accepted into Klal Yisrael. But they tricked Yehoshua, and they dressed up and disguised themselves that they came from far away, and Yeshua accepted them. After Yeshua accepted them, even though it was a mekach tolos, it was a mistake, he didn't want to say that they shouldn't be full-fledged Jews, because then there would be perhaps a chilul Hashem. So he gave them, it's called nesinim, he gave them to be water carriers and wood choppers. Now, these are the Givonim who were shunned and not permitted to come in to marry into regular Klal Yisrael. Nonetheless, because Shaul killed out and he was responsible for the city of the Kahanim to be killed out, when Doeg HaDoimi said Loshen Hara about David and said that the Kahanim are supporting David HaMelech, which means they are rebelling against you, Shaul. So all the Kahanim were killed out. They were killed. There was a grum, an indirect way. These Givonim were not able to be supported from the city of the Kahanim. And Shaul HaMelech, the Pasuk says, Vayem Hashem el Shaul ve'el beis hadamim asher hemis es ha-givonim. According to the Bavli, he didn't kill anyone directly. He didn't kill anyone. It was because he caused them to suffer. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying, you see from over here, if it's just an indirect way that brings about the suffering, how much more so a person has to stay away from mirma, from trickery, from deceit, and from sheker, and make sure any business transaction, anything he does, he's open in front with the person right away, and there's no sheker, no stealing, and no geneva.